Grocers say they sell more ingredients for baking in December than any other time of year. Americans turn out mountains of sugary cookies, delicious cakes, tasty puddings, pies, breads, tarts, fudge, and candy of all kinds and flavors. Commentator Kathleen Denny's family has made holiday caramels from the same recipe for 70 years. Even though she is the family rebel, Denny says it's a tradition she wants to continue.
When I was a kid, Great Aunt Alice shipped out caramels every Christmas. Those caramels brought Mom back to her French-speaking family of Quebec transplants. Hardworking people who said the rosary every night. I loved them, but was quite certain that I was like them in no way but appearance. I had a revelation in my 20s during one visit to Great Aunt Anne, last of her generation. Icicles hung as we debated the news and sorted through photographs. She told me stories. Those dignified relatives of mine had more adventures than I'd thought. I wasn't a mutant. I'd only stretched a line of resilient people. And every night we ate caramels. Alice's daughter made them by then. When she could no longer do caramel duty, I stepped in. Nobody was more surprised than me. Mom copied the recipe onto a 3x5 index card and claimed she could never make them right. How convenient, I've sometimes thought while standing before a cast iron kettle. I've watched an entire Star Trek marathon while stirring a batch. When it's thick, I pour golden brown lava into a big buttered pan to cool. My mother was the baby. She got to lick the spoon. I like to do that myself. Mom says my caramels taste just like Aunt Alice's. Actually, they don't exactly. I toast my pecans first, and that's always popular. Last year I threw in rum instead of vanilla, and that was controversial. I've created a new line of fans in my husband's family. The caramels remind them of dulce de leche from the Colombian coast. So every year I gather my ingredients, collect the tins. It's caramel time. From all those strong women in the Beau Rivage line, with love.
The comments of Kathleen Denny, an airline mechanic in the San Francisco Bay Area.